Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Veterans have more to say than how the Army is treating them or what it was like in battle or how it feels like to be home. The disconnection between the military and civilian cultures in America can be frustrating, so we're seeking advice from veterans this Veterans Day. From a vet in Deer Park, New York, while there is always room for improvement, I'm so glad that vets are treated so much better today. If I wear something that has a Vietnam reference, then people tell me thanks for my service. So to other vets, be proud. And here's a story from Providence, Rhode Island. It's been 3 years since I got out, and I'm just now feeling like a normal civilian human being. I advise vets, take it slow. Focus on that small picture first. Advice from vets to vets. You can find all the advice we've collected with our friends at the Center for Investigative Reporting at cironline.org/vetadvice, or give us a call, 877-8-MY-TAKE, and be a part of the conversation. Finally, for this Veterans Day, it wasn't until we began to hear these voices from World War II that the stories inside these men of the so-called Greatest Generation were told.
No, first of all, there's no science in fighting a war. It's luck. There's no future. And the present is unpleasant. That's it.
Hawaii right now might be the island of paradise, but it was a hellhole of creation that day.
You know, you get to a point, you're just about like an animal, I guess, where you know a footfall, a cough, a sneeze. It's just a sense that you develop.
We're also listening to veterans. But for listening, we might have lost those stories of World War II. And there are stories and feelings and ideas also returning quietly from Iraq and Afghanistan.
When alone with my war toys in a muted room, I could hear my mother call my name. From the unknown recess just beyond my ear.
As a jazz musician, Vijay Iyer is very good at listening. He's an acclaimed jazz pianist and composer. He also found those voices of vets for a project called Holding It Down, the Veterans Dream Project. Vijay is trying to hear the America of now, and that's partly a musical sound and partly the soft, powerful voices of American veterans with much to tell.
That was a big part of it for us, to listen to what America sounds like right now, including the aspects of America that people don't really want to listen to. When I think about the veterans community, I'm kind of reminded of the birth of the blues, which I'm a big fan of Amiri Baraka, you know, his book Blues People, where he sort of traces the emergence of a new kind of American post-emancipation. Mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. Like suddenly there was this newly freed, so-called freed African-American kind of person that was kind of left to reflect on his own predicament, and that sort of what the sound of the blues really was that sound of facing that new reality.
You can run, you can run. Tell my friend boy Willie Brown. You can run. Tell my friend boy Willie Brown.
And when I think about the veterans community today, I mean, there are 3 million or more of them. I just mean from the recent wars.
Right, from Iraq and Afghanistan.
You know, these are kids in their teens and 20s who face a similar kind of predicament in the sense of having lived through something really harrowing. And then they come back and are kind of facing indifference and even near invisibility. What we focused on with this project was, what do they dream about? What are they able to dream about? What do they carry inside of them that maybe they would prefer not to talk about otherwise?
Well, let's hear a couple of examples. Here's track 9. It's called Name from your album, Holding It Down.
One day I went from civilian to serviceman. Became airman and sergeant, referred to only as female, a gender. No personality, no individuality. Everybody looked like me. Straight backs and creased pants and hair pulled back so tight in a bun, skirts. And everybody looked like me. aircraft called drones, Predator, came with no formalities or courtesies, no ranks, no last names. It was a club, the good old boy system, and what you did there was attached to your name, but your first name.
She's a veteran?
Yep, that's Lynn Hill. She was in the Air Force for 6 years, and for 2 of those years, she was a drone pilot, which means she sat at a console in Las Vegas and flew unmanned aircraft over Iraq and Afghanistan.
Do you know her? Did you get to know her?
Yeah, she's a good friend. She's a wonderful person. And, you know, she was haunted by all of this for years and had nightmares and was in therapy and went through a pretty wild existence for several years. She talks on one track about having dreams of driving herself off a cliff. She also dreamed about the families on the other side, and she felt like those could have been her family. And she also told us about the day that she quit and why she quit. And she quit because she heard her colleagues cheering, and she said, that's not who we are, you know.
Is this an anti-war message, or is it something deeper than that?
It's pro-human, you know, and it's about compassion. But that also involves compassion for those who went through this on our behalf and whom we paid for to do that. You know, we paid for this to happen with our tax money, and in fact, we voted for it. And so it's about listening to what we collectively have wrought.
This doesn't play as like collage. I mean, did you go into this thinking that these voices would be like materials that you'd put on a canvas, kind of like a painter? Because you're describing these people as friends and colleagues and people who are unforgettable now in your life.
Yeah, we built this together. You know, that's what it is. It's a collaboration. We knew from the beginning that if we wanted to accurately and justly represent voices from the veterans community, it had to be through collaborating with them. It couldn't just be from collecting their stories like some dream-catching demon or something, you know. We had to really win their trust, because it had to be not just about them, but it had to be created by them and with them and for them, you know, because we really don't know what it's like.
Well, that's what jazz players are good at, listening.
That's a very good point, and that's a point I try to make often, is that that's what we do more than anything else.
Vijay Iyer, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Vijay Iyer is a jazz pianist and composer. His new album is called Holding It Down, The Veteran's Dream Project. He's also a recipient of this year's MacArthur Grant. Take a listen to some of Vijay's tracks at thetakeaway.org.